The special meeting of the budget committee today, Thursday, May 11th, and opening ceremonies, please.
Okay. Director Torres?
Present.
And Director Garcia?
Present. Moving on to approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
A second.
Okay. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye. Okay. Public communications. At this time, the public may comment on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Moving on, items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on the items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to a specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Review and discussion of the proposed budget. There wasn't that many changes.
Nothing,
maybe few.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll start with income. Like you said, there's not too much going on. So the only thing in income is going to be the NUTA project. So we don't get that grant. It's a reimbursement grant. So we don't get that until everything is finished and they walk through the new playground. So that's the only thing there. So that won't happen until the next fiscal year.
Okay.
For expenses... the first thing I noted was class instructors, because we are offering more programming, like dance, like football. I did move that up from 6,000 to 8,000. Instructors get 70% of whatever we bring in for participants.
Typical.
The next one for the community center building would be PG&E. So the gas rate has increased, so I'm changing that from 20,000 to 30,000 there. And that's it.
Nice and easy.
Yeah, this is a fairly status quo budget compared to pre-COVID. You know, we got back to some kind of normalcy here, and so we're seeing some of the figures come back to normal before we had to suspend a lot of the rentals that we're having. We're doing really well with the rentals with the community center. We're getting back up to where we used to be. It's getting rented all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the word gets out, you know, this is a popular place to rent just because it's reasonable. It's the only public facility in Bay Point, and people, you know, enjoy this facility. So,
go ahead.
We're seeing an increased rental ad, and it'll reflect that probably what we had similar to pre-COVID.
Right, pre-COVID.
And the recreation classes, we're always pushing those. We're always trying.
And people are coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back, and you know, they're fairly successful. And of course, Lori's always farming new activities, new instructors, and so we're going to continue with that, and it looks like the budget reflects an increase in that. So, and again, these budget numbers are our best guesses. That's what we do. And, you know, and they will do a mid-year review where we make any corrections that we see. But looks good.
Yeah. You'll notice that I did add the CDBG match on there too for the carpet replacement. So it's going to be our match.
Oh, okay, the 15. Okay.
25%, we put that in there, and I'll be making this announcement to the full board, but we did get the grant.
Good.
Yeah.
And it's a carpet replacement for what's
the community center.
For the whole center?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hallways.
That's great.
We try to keep our ask around to be successful right around the $50,000 mark. Mm. They voted to approve the grant on Tuesday, I believe. So
is that what you were going to say?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we have to set aside money. 25% is part of that. Still a pretty good deal, you know. It's a $60,000 project. So it depends.
I put a little contingency
in there because you never know between the time they give you the. We have to, when we submit the application, we have to give them a a budget for it. And the only way we can get a budget for it is to get a vendor out here and say, hey, what would you guys charge us if you did this?
$60,000.
And, yeah, it's about
$60,000. No, no, it can't be no over 10 grand.
I know, I know. And, of course, all our projects, we have to pay prevailing wage, so, you know, prices. But anyway, I put a little more cushion in our contingency, so we have, you know, if it comes up a little higher, I don't have to race back to the board and ask for permission to increase. It just makes things go faster. But we never know how they're going to land. I mean, prices are so volatile. I mean, even, you know, it's post-COVID. You know, they just decided to raise their prices and leave them. You know, they figured that we get everybody to, you know, start paying this money. Well, we're good to go, right? Mm-hmm. Hold them there. So. We're doing the best we can. Hopefully, you know, we'll get our bids and somebody will come in and it'll be right around our budget. We're good to go. Yeah. So this expenditure will take place in next fiscal year. That's when the funding will come in. So we'll do it as fast as we can.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. You don't have any other questions?
No questions. This is great. I'm excited to get up the carpet.
Yeah.
Thank you for providing us with the very little changes. So,
yes.
Closing ceremonies.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second the motion. That was a long meeting.
That's what happened.